did the universe come into being? Are we alone in the universe? All my life, I have sought to understand the universe.
Yeah. Bad boy, baby. Loon.
It's your turn now, Marco, here on Astro Talk. You're listening to Astro Talk, CITR's weekly astronomy talk show with your host, Marco.
Good afternoon. It's comet time. Last week, everybody witnessed, or not everybody, but most people saw the ESA Rosetta lander, or the Philae lander from the Rosetta spacecraft, land on a comet, 67P. So there were some problems with it. It bounced off before it could get back on, and its tether hooks didn't work very well. The gravity on the comet is very small in comparison to Earth. So the spacecraft, which is a golf-sized spacecraft, weighing a couple thousand tons, if it landed on the comet, it would weigh about 1 gram. So it's difficult to get the comet to stay, especially when the hooks don't work. So today I'll be talking about comet 67P, but also other comets, one called ISON, another one called Comet Siding Spring, and an asteroid called Bennu. So first, let's look at comet ISON. So comet ISON of October last year, it came within 6.5 million miles of Mars. And it caused some spectacular fireworks in Mars's atmosphere. So the comet was spotted about a year before, and it was going towards the sun and would have a grazing encounter with the sun. It was in the southern hemisphere, so we could not see it. But this was the first comet to pass close to Mars in the past year. It was quite close, but comet Siding Spring, just this last October, October 18th, it came 10 times closer to Mars. And that really, really shot up some spectacular fireworks in the Martian atmosphere. NASA has a bunch of rovers on Mars, probes, satellites, or spacecraft roaming around Mars, orbiting around. India has one now too. So there was lots of spacecraft to witness this. In 1987, when the comet, Halley's Comet, came in our inner solar system, this was probably the hundredth of the thousandth time it came in our inner solar system. It's a short period comet, so its orbit is less than 200 years. So it has interacted, the sun's rays have interacted with its surface, the volatiles on Halley's Comet, so the gas and the ice and all the material on the comet has had in many times. In a few thousand more orbits, Halley's will burn up and be no more. So one of the differences with is that this is in the inner solar system. So they are like time capsules, are frozen time. How they appear now is exactly 4.6 billion solar system was formed. These comets are rare study Oort cloud comets. So the comets, example, orbit period here. So it won't come back for another quite a few million years. It was probably nudged out of its orbit by some other comet or some other maybe passing star. So that is why it came in. So it was in the Oort cloud for these millions of years. Some comets do not go around the sun. They only fly by Mars, and they orbit around Mars. So some of them, a lot of them that we have seen, go around the Earth. So I'm going to talk about ISON and Comet Siding Spring. But before that, in 1994, Comet Shoemaker-Levy 9 plunged into Jupiter. And it broke apart. So Jupiter is like a vacuum cleaner. It's a cosmic vacuum cleaner. It protects Earth in many ways because many of the comets that come into the solar system, the inner solar system, are captured by Jupiter or they plunge into Jupiter. So Jupiter's our friend. It protects us. The comet Shoemaker-Levy 9 broke into 9 big parts and other smaller parts, and when they did impact Jupiter's surface, there were many clouds and spots, many of them bigger than the Earth. Comet Sighting Spring came very close to the Moon, Mars. Sorry, I have abbreviations here, and I put a big M for Mars and the Moon. So when I'm reading, sometimes I don't know what I wrote before. So came extremely close to Mars in October 18th. One of NASA's spacecrafts, MAVEN, had to be moved to protect it from having an encounter with the comet. So this will be, this was the second close shave of a comet passing Mars within a time span of just 1 year. So if we would have seen that on Earth, we would have seen spectacular fireworks, but they didn't come by Earth, they went by Mars. But we're lucky to have lots of spacecraft. The observation of Comet Sighting Spring was first made by Leonid Elenin, a reputable comet astronomer who works in the Institute of Applied Math. He was saying the comet could pass even closer than what they said. He thought it could have impacted Mars, but it didn't. So last year, Comet Ison came close to Mars, then Comet Sighting Spring. So the comet came closer to Mars than any previous estimates, 68,000 miles. So that's about one-third of the distance between the Moon and the Earth. So comets can be huge, but their material is very porous, like a sponge. So Comet Sighting Spring came close to Mars in October 18th, 2014. So MAVEN, one of NASA's Mars orbiters, reported back to Earth in good health after spending 3 hours ducking the possible collision with the comet. In 87, two Soviet spacecraft went into the comet's path and they were damaged. So these comets, the little dust particles, are very dangerous to astronauts and to spaceships. So now let's talk about the latest comet. The Philae Lander landed on Comet 67P. This was quite spectacular since the comet was going about 60,000 miles an hour. This is Marco and AstroTalk. We'll pause now for a priority ad.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly. At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to AstroTalk on CITR. You're listening to Marco. So we're talking about comets today, and the world got to see a comet landing. The comet was probably past the freeze line, so that's the or not yet at the freeze line. So the freeze line is the point close to Mars where comets start to ignite because they interact with the sun's atmosphere. And so when the orbiter landed on Comet 67P, there were no fireworks. So just a little bit more about the other comet, Comet Sighting Spring. So when Comet Sighting Spring went close to Mars, it came so close that NASA decided to put its Mars Odyssey rover and the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter and its the Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution spacecraft called MAVEN had to duck and cover on the other side of the planet. Comet Sighting Spring had a lot of debris and dust. It was the first time it came through the inner solar system. So when it was interacting with the sun, there was a lot of debris, a lot of dust coming from it, a lot of fireworks. The comet was flying at 126,000 miles per hour, just 87,000 miles above Mars' surface. So if the orbiters were anywhere near this comet, it would have blasted through them like a shotgun. This comet has moved on now and does not seem to pose a threat to Earth. And after it goes around the sun, it will head back to the outer solar system. This comet Sighting Spring was discovered by ace comet hunter Robert McNaught at the Sighting Spring Observatory in New South Wales in Australia on January 3rd. So that is why it was called Comet Sighting Spring. This astronomer, he's an ace comet hunter. He has discovered 75 comets before. So it was going past the Mars at 35 miles per second. So Seattle's about 140 miles from here. It could have gotten from here to Seattle in 4 seconds, which is quite close. So that seems like a good idea. Why not park a orbiter or some kind of vehicle on a comet when it goes into the outer solar system? It will take it out so we can take pictures. But so far that has not been done. Okay, so now I'm going to go and talk about Philae. So the Philae lander landed on Mars last week. Sorry, a comet 67P. And what happened, a difficult thing to do. The comet's going anywhere from 60 to 80,000 miles an hour, and many trajectories are calculated on the landing. When the Philae lander disengaged from the Rosetta spacecraft, the Rosetta spacecraft will continue to orbit the comet, but the Philae lander took 7.5 hours to get onto the comet. So when it did, it bounced. So the Rosetta lander finally was captured after it was bounced. So it was a difficult thing. So Rosetta is a European Space Agency mission with contribution from its member states and from NASA. NASA has five instruments on Rosetta, so NASA is monitoring the comet. So what happened then when the comet landed on the area it did on, or when the lander landed on the comet, the astronomers from the European Space Agency expected it to land on soft powdery surface, but it landed on a hard surface. It was therefore difficult to get its tenterhooks to hook onto the comet. So after that, they had an intention of drilling 23 centimeters into the surface of the comet and to relay the data, but they couldn't do that very well because the lander would weigh about 1 gram because of the very low gravity of the comet. So what happened is they were unable to drill as they wanted to. So then the lander had a battery life of 2.5 hours. So it transmitted pictures for 2.5 hours before it was put to sleep. The plan of the European Space Agency was to have the solar panels of the lander capture sunlight so it could work and do science, drill into the surface, but the surface was hard ice, and it could only hammer a few millimeters into the surface. The lander landed on an extremely hard surface covered in dust. Many comets and many asteroids, as well as many of the moons in the outer solar system, like of Jupiter and Saturn, are covered with layers of dust. So the lander, Philae Lander, tried to use its MUPIS probe. I don't have something here to tell you what MUPIS stands for, but MUPS. The probe hammered into the surface of the comet, but was unable to make more than a few millimeters progress, even at its highest power level hammer, said the European Space Agency blog for the Rosetta mission. The data that was transmitted from Philae said the comet's surface was covered in a layer of dust that was 10 to 20 centimeters thick on top of strong ice or ice and dust mixtures. If data with the lab measures are compared with hard surfaces on Earth, Tillman Spahn of the European Space Agency said, and quote, "The hard surface has the strength of solid ice." In addition to the MUPIS driller that the Philae Lander has, Rosetta has also the Philae Lander has another drill program called SD2 that was activated. It can theoretically drill more than 20 centimeters into the surface and take samples that can be analyzed by ovens, microscopes, and other instruments inside Philae. But what happened with the Philae Lander, because it landed in an unexpected dark region, it is unable to capture sunlight at this moment. So many of the experiments that were planned for this Philae Lander cannot be done. On Monday, the German Aerospace Agency Center, DLR, where scientists are monitoring and controlling Philae, said, in quote, "All the steps to transport a sample from the drill to the oven were activated." So they did get a small sample. The sample analyzed worked as planned, but the scientists don't know whether what the results of the experiment were. But what they did know, or what they do know, is organic molecules, which are based on carbon, which are the building blocks of life here on Earth, were discovered. The Rosetta spacecraft that is orbiting the comet shows that with its test, that an overall solid part of the comet is nucleus, has quite a low density. So inside the comet, it is more porous than Earth's surface, for sure. The MUPIS probe on the Philae Comet Explorer, the Explorer, also contains instruments to measure the temperature and acceleration of the comet. But this data could not be gathered, as it was in Philae's harpoons. So the lander has harpoons which didn't fire properly. But what measurements were made showed that the temperature of the comet was anywhere between minus 153 to minus 163 degrees Celsius. So it's very cold. The atmosphere, the upper atmosphere, is quite cold. But as soon as you get past our Earth's atmosphere, it is very cold. The surface of the moon has some of the coldest places in the solar system, because many of the craters just below the lip are never hit by sunlight. So it's very cold. Right at this moment, things like the MUPIS driller and the other instrument called SD2 are not able to drill as scientists planned, because the solar panels have not really been positioned to capture an optimum amount of sunlight. So right now, what happened with the Philae Lander, it is in hibernation. The Rosetta spacecraft, when it was launched from Earth, was put to sleep for 10 years. So it was in hibernation for 10 years. When it approached the comets, it woke up. But one thing that is happening, though, is the Rosetta spacecraft that is orbiting the comet continues to gather data and to do experiments. This is Marco. We're going to pause for a break. This is CITR.
Oh, look at the leaves. Autumn in Vancouver is so lovely. Wait, what's going on? No! It's
November.
The bleakest month has arrived, so warm up with November's issue of Discorder. This month's cover article is an interview with space rockers Dada Plan, who make
dystopian
music for our
dystopian
times. We're also featuring articles on dark punk trio Lie, experimental folk rock from Colin Cowan, and alt garage nutrition from Monk. And please enjoy a special staff sound off on
our least favorite album from artists we love.
Yay!
Yay!
So cozy down a copy of Discorder, available around town, and fight the November blues. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, AMS Events, LiveVan.com, The Fox Cabaret, The Lido, The Rickshaw Theater, and Vinyl Records.
Marco on Astro Talk on CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Astro Talk. This is Marco on CITR. So we're talking about comets today. And one of the interesting stories about the comet is the number of comets that have come into the inner solar system and how Mars has been involved in a lot of them. So the NASA Space Agency had to move its orbiters and its orbiting spacecraft to the other side of the comet, or they would have blown them apart. So now we're going to get back to the latest comet 67P. The long name is Comet 67P, Churyumov-Gerasimenko. So it's probably discovered by these two gentlemen. So that is why they are named that. So the photos from the Philae landing were taken from the Rosetta spacecraft by the OSIRIS camera. So ORSIS camera. I don't have a listing for what it stands for, but that was the camera that took the beautiful pictures of the Rosetta lander as it approached Mars, or as it approached the comet. So the hyper spectral imager for coastal oceans and the remote atmospheric ionic detecting system. So HICO and RADES, along with ORSIS, are monitoring the comet. So right now, the science that was expected to be performed on the comet could not be performed as expected because of the power from the batteries of the Philae lander, give it 2.5 hours of life. It was also the tender hooks that were supposed to fasten the comet didn't work as planned, and there were scientific instruments inside. So right now, the Philae lander is asleep, and the spacecraft is orbiting the comet 67P, and science. So now we're going to talk about asteroid Bennu. So Asteroid Bennu is different than a comet, of course. Asteroids don't exhibit the type of behavior that comets do. Comets move much faster than asteroids do, and so when they come into our solar system, and if they impact Earth, they could cause a lot more damage. So Comet Bennu is the target, or Asteroid Bennu is the target asteroid for NASA on its asteroid sample return mission. In 2020, or abouts there, the spacecraft Orion will take astronauts into the deepest trip on space that has ever been performed for humans. So what will happen is the orbiter from the Orion spacecraft will descend on the comet, and it will take samples back. And what will happen, the samples will be jettisoned back to Earth, and they will drop into Earth's atmosphere. So the that is an exciting mission. So one thing that hasn't been talked about much when talking about comet is something called a chondrule. So what's a chondrule? It's a planet. It's like original materials from the solar system. Planets are stuff that our planet Earth had, but it has been altered by geological activity and chemical reaction with our atmosphere and water. So many of these comets and asteroids that are not coming into Earth, that are coming into the solar system, have not interacted yet with the sun. So that is one of the different things. Now, Asteroid Bennu, the plan is for NASA to land an orbiter on Bennu, with humans landing too, and then they will corral the asteroid and bring it into orbit around the moon. So right now, there was a lot of excitement in the past year with a few comet flybys of